According to the National Center for Drug Abuse, over 165 million Americans ages 12 and up are currently abusing drugs or alcohol. Of those 165 million Americans, there is a mom, dad, sister, brother, wife, husband, son, daughter, or grandparent praying and pleading that they would stop. Addiction is a subject most people don't like to talk about and is kept behind closed doors. But the Finding Hope podcast will bring light to the subject and give families that are living in shame, guilt, hopelessness, fear, worry, and anger tools and education to find strength, peace, happiness, joy, and hope. Hello, I'm Amy LaRue, Finding Hope Coordinator for Hope is Alive Ministries and your host for this Finding Hope podcast. At Hope is Alive, our mission is to radically change the lives of drug addicts, alcoholics, and those who love them. We do this through our intentional next level sober living homes and faith-based support groups for the loved ones of addicts called Finding Hope. Thank you for joining us today. I am so excited to announce our big events coming in 2025. Finding Hope will be celebrating 10 years, and we want to celebrate big with all that God has done through this ministry. We will have two big events. The first one will be on March 28th, and it's called Night of Hope, which is an evening of worship, encouragement, and hope. And we have two powerful guests that will be with us. We will have Ben Fuller as our musician and inspiring words from speaker and author Lisa Turkhurst. But it doesn't stop there. The next day, March 29th, we will have our first ever Hope Conference. There will be a time of worship alongside keynote addresses from Hope is Alive co-CEO Allison Lang, addiction specialist Amber Hollingsworth, and Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics from there, Mark Woodward, and plenty of other surprises. So we want you to be a part of this celebration, celebrating 10 years of Finding Hope. You can learn more and get tickets at fh10year.com. But today, as we wrap up 2024, I asked Darcy to join us. She's been on a lot of these podcasts with me this year. And so I just want to discuss this year, what God has done through Finding Hope, the holidays, we made it through Thanksgiving, what's going to be with Christmas, as well as just leave everybody with a little bit of hope as we close out. So how are you been, Darcy?
I'm doing good.
It's been a while since we've sat down. Yes. So thank you guys for sticking with us and through our little break that we needed to take. And so how's your family?
Doing good, growing like none other. But their kids are doing good.
Yeah. Good. Are they ready for school year to be done?
They're ready for break. They're like counting down the days.
Yes. When's their last day?
The 20th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My kids is the 19th, so they get done a day early. So we're counting down too in our house.
Yes.
But let's talk about what God has done through Finding Hope first. So just this year in 2024, we've started between Finding Hope and Hope After Loss, we have started 13 new meetings.
That's so amazing.
From California all the way to Georgia.
Yeah.
Across the whole United States. Yeah. We've started a couple new Zoom meetings as well. And just what God continues to do through this ministry.
It's amazing to
and
me.
We average about, what did you say?
600.
600 to 700 a month, right? People investing in themselves, in their recovery each month, which is incredible.
Yes.
And you and I, mostly you now, we get inquiries, right, for the meetings. Mm-hmm. And almost monthly, we have about 40.
Yeah.
So that's more than one a day.
Right.
We reach out and call, or they reach out to us looking just for hope, which is incredible.
Yes.
So, and through the meetings, what do we give out?
We give out a free Finding Hope book to every new member.
So which is incredible. And last year we did a book drive.
Yes.
And we were able to purchase about 330 books. I think we were looking at
that. Sounds right. Yes.
Yes. But really we got to give out over 400.
Yeah.
And we just actually last week ordered more books.
Yes.
And the year's not over, right? And so if I'm just going to make this quick plug, Darcy, is
at the end of the year, we like to do a book drive. Mm-hmm. So if you've been impacted by Finding Hope in any way or from the Finding Hope book, mm-hmm. we would just ask that you pay it forward. Pay right. it forward. Maybe just purchase one book. Yeah. And so we will include in the show notes the link to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. We've had some people. I have a lady that used to be a part of my group here in Oklahoma City, and she reached out, and she doesn't live here anymore. She lives in the state of Washington. And she said every year she purchases through this book drive. And she was recently cleaning out her mother-in-law's. Her mother-in-law had passed away, and cleaning out some, you know, the things, packing things mm-hmm. up. And she found the Finding Hope book.
Oh, wow.
And a note that she had written her mother-in-law. And she's like, I'm going to pass this book along. So it's continuing yes. to pay it forward.
That's awesome.
At church this last week on Wednesday night, I'd given a book for someone to read. And she's like, I've read it, Amy. I want you to pass it on to the next wow. person. So that's what this book drive is
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
The impact this book has on so many people. And so this ministry to be able to serve, thrive, we need support yes. from our yes. listeners, our members, everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you've been impacted, I would just ask, you know, you to pray about it, mm-hmm. see what God might be telling you maybe to give back yeah. to this ministry. And like yeah. I said, we'll put the link in the show notes yeah. today. But that's not all.
Right.
We also had some retreats. Tell us yes. about the retreats.
Yeah, so we had two Finding Hope retreats.
Okay.
We had one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then we had another one in, for the first time in North Carolina. And both of those, I got to be at both of those, and they were so amazing.
They were, and just to see people, no matter, we've done it in Oklahoma 4 or 5 years right. now, right? But to take it to a new location mm-hmm. and see new people come
yeah.
and the impact it had. And that's how we got a couple of our new meetings
yes.
out of it. Three new meetings just
yes.
from that retreat because of the impact that retreat mm-hmm. has had and people choosing to invest in themselves for
yes.
the weekend, which is hard.
Right, 100%.
Especially when you're living in chaos, stopping and thinking, I need to do this for myself.
Yes.
But the impact it has
yes.
on so many people.
Yeah. yeah.
We also had our Hope After a Loss retreat.
Yes.
But we tried something new this year.
What yes, did we did year? Some Hope After a Loss retreats just for moms. And the impact of those has been amazing, too.
And we did it. We had one in Colorado Springs mm-hmm. and one in Kansas. And so I'm excited to announce that we are going to be doing more of these
yes.
mom retreats next year. More Finding Hope retreats.
Yes.
And new locations,
yep.
as well as some new Hope After a Loss retreats in 2025. Yeah. So thank you to all those that
yes.
were a part of it, that maybe were a sponsor, that came mm-hmm. and that spoke. We couldn't do it without them.
Right, right.
We also had some new Bible plans that we put out this
yes.
year. So if you need another resource, maybe this mm-hmm. has been a resource for you, we'll link some of our Bible plans as well in the show notes that I share those with people all the
mm-hmm.
time. Like, I just need something right now. So a quick Bible
right.
plan. We have one on joy.
Mm-hmm.
We have one on the holidays.
Yes.
We've done. How to be still.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot out there for
mm-hmm.
people, a lot of resources.
Yeah.
And your favorite event, what was that? That we
Run
did?
For Hope. Yeah.
Okay.
We had that in three locations and virtual. And it was just, I believe it was our largest number in attendance. And got to honor 114
mm-hmm.
family members that had passed due to the impact of addiction. And it was just amazing to see those communities come together and people just be there to support each other.
It was. It was a wonderful. We mm-hmm. did a whole, if you want to know more about it,
mm-hmm.
we did a whole podcast just on that. But it was. And we're already looking forward to Run for Hope in 2025.
Yes.
So this year, Finding Hope was definitely blessed,
mm-hmm.
right? From our retreats to our meetings to the Bible plans to Run for Hope to our new leaders that we
yes.
trained up and to all those inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we couldn't do it without all of you and to our listeners on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say thank you. And you are why we do what we
yes.
do.
Yes.
Why we get up. Why God has called us to this. We both
mm-hmm.
could be doing something completely
right.
different. Different careers. I was a teacher for 14 years. And so, but God has called us to
mm-hmm.
for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the phone calls we get, it just
yeah.
reminds me, this is what we do.
Yes.
You know, every
yeah.
day. And so, but we also know people are out there listening. Mm-hmm. And that as this year comes to the end, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And Christmas is just around the corner. And through that, some of our listeners just want the holidays to come and go. Right. They want them to not even think about it. They don't want to put up one decoration. They don't want to even go to church because of it. They don't want to go out and about because they're in the midst of this storm and this chaos, or they've lost somebody recently. But then we have others that might be excited. Maybe this is the first year that their loved one is sober, but they also might have some of that anxiousness that comes with that and that fear and all of that. And so we're going to dig into that a little bit at the end of this podcast. But we were talking the last couple of weeks about this podcast and just right before we got on, just about your year. Mm-hmm. And we haven't talked much about that on the podcast. Yeah. Just you were working on, and I'm not going to speak for you, but I know you're working through some things and praying about it for God to, when the time was right, that he would show us.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so with the holidays, they looked different for you.
Yes.
And this year's been a little bit different.
Yes.
So would you like to share with our listeners what's been going on? Yes.
So in the beginning of summer, my husband fell into a relapse and actually is still in that relapse. So right now we're walking through separation and where that leads us and the steps going forward with that. So the holidays have definitely been different, and I'm navigating that with my kids the healthiest way that we can.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving looked different.
Yes.
But did you make it through okay?
I did make it through okay. And I was able to make new memories with my kids. You know, we used to go out of town for Thanksgiving. And so it just looked different. I made Thanksgiving dinner for me and my kids for the first time, made a whole Thanksgiving dinner.
You made the turkey?
Yes.
You didn't burn it?
I didn't burn
it. Good job. And it wasn't frozen?
No. Yeah. Okay. I was worried because when I pulled it out of the freezer, it was still a little bit frozen. And it had been in the freezer from Saturday to Thursday morning. Yeah. Or not the freezer, the fridge. Yeah. And so the house is still standing.
Good.
My kids are still alive because we ate it, you know, and it was good.
Good. So it does look different.
Yes.
And I think something we have to remember is we have to grieve through it.
Yes.
You know, things are going to look different. And I remember a couple months ago, you had sent me a text or you called me. It's like, Amy, I just walked through Hobby Lobby. What happened?
So I went to Hobby Lobby to get something for work. And, you know, they decorate for Christmas super early. And I love Christmas. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays, and I walked through and I could feel like the anxiety starting to come up, and I was like, why am I feeling like this? What's going on? And I just kept walking through. I couldn't find what I was looking for, and I was like, I need to find what I need. I need to get out of the store. All the Christmas decorations were all over the place, and I was like, what is this? So I went to the register, paid for what I was getting, got to my car, and I just cried. And it was because I knew the holidays were going to look so different for me and my kids. And I just allowed myself to sit in my car and just cry. And cried. And then I felt better. And I was like, I have to let go of what my expectation is and grieve what I thought the holidays would look like this year. And it's okay that they're going to look different. And it's okay that I'm sad right now. But my kids and I will make it through it.
I love what you said. You allowed yourself that moment. So many times I feel like before I was in Finding Hope, let me know what you think about this. Like, I would just shove it down. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put up this mask. I'm going to shove it down. I'm going to get in my car and I'm just going to be angry and I'm probably going to have some road rage.
Right.
And then I'm going to go home and pretend like everything was happy, great day or whatever.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that.
Right.
You allowed yourself to feel in that moment. Mm-hmm. You allowed yourself, okay, like, I do have more work I need to do, but I'm more important right now.
Yes.
Like, I can't do my work without taking care of myself.
Yes.
I can't be the mom for my kids without taking care of myself.
100%.
So you gave yourself permission to just cry.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think people need to hear that.
Yeah.
That it's okay. I mean, it's going to look different. It looked different for us this year for Thanksgiving, too. Not for the same reason. It just did, right?
Yeah.
And so too many times I think we're stuck on traditions.
100%.
And I'm the worst. I'm guilty at it. I want to have my chili every Christmas Eve. Like, I'm very guilty at it. And so we're going to get into, like, making sure we shift our minds from that tradition to really what Christmas, why we have Christmas.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring up, I didn't tell you this before. So I'll remember just last week, we got an email. And you said, I could tell you're upset. You're making phone calls in another room. So we weren't in the same office at the time you came in. And I could tell something was wrong. And he's like, it's stupid. I don't want to share. You know, and it was an invitation to something. And it's going to be different this year.
Yes.
At this event that we got an invitation to.
And
what did I tell you?
You said it's okay to feel how you're feeling. Feel your feelings and allow yourself to feel them. Because I did. I felt like it was stupid. And it wasn't. I needed to allow myself. It is going to look different. I'm not bringing a plus one, and it's okay. And it was just, it was hard in the moment, but I allowed myself. I didn't want to, I wanted to stuff it, and you saw that. And I didn't want to talk about it. And you gave me the space that I needed. And saying it's okay.
And so it is. It's a process. Like 2 months ago, you were able to do it. But then just last week, you're like, nope, this is stupid. I'm not going to be tearful over this. I'm not, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
So how do you think you got to this point where you are allowing yourself this place? I'm seeing so much healing. So how have you worked through all of this to get to that place where you're saying it's okay to cry? It's okay to change things up, to make my own Thanksgiving meal this year. How did you get there?
The number one thing has been being a part of Finding Hope, being plugged in and connected there. And no matter where my husband has been in his journey, I've always been plugged into Finding Hope and working on myself. But when everything happened in the summer, I made a promise to myself that I'm going to do it for me. I was doing it for everybody else, trying to fix myself for my husband, trying to fix myself for my kids. And I was like, that's not working for me. And I just said, I'm going to do it for me. Like, I have to work on myself for me. I have to go to these meetings. I have to go to I'm seeing two counselors. And so, and just doing all of those things for me now. And instead of doing it for somebody else or because I need to do it because of this reason or because of what I do for work. And it's because I need to do it for me because I need to be the best version of me so I can be the best mom. I can be the best employee, all of the things.
What is really interesting, we say it all the time with those that are struggling with addiction, they've got to do it for themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
And what you just said is the same for us.
100%.
Like, our healing, we see it all the time, like, they start coming, they get the support, and their loved one gets sober, and then they, I don't need this anymore, you know? But we need it, and we need to do it for us. We need to make that commitment to go to those meetings for us. We need to read the Bible for us.
Yes.
We need to be praying. You know, I see you're running and working out, and that's for you.
Yes.
Like, now I see your kids joining you because of that example. It's like, I'm going to the gym. Who wants to come? Okay, let's go, right?
Yeah.
So you have shifted your mindset, like this healing. And you've talked about your mom on here before. Last year at the holidays, we talked about that.
Yes.
And now you really are starting to dig deeper. It doesn't feel good.
No, there's days that I'm like, this is hard. I don't want to do it. I just want to crawl under a blanket some days, but I don't because that's not going to get me to where I want to be, but ultimately where God wants me to be.
Yeah. So if someone's out there listening right now and like, okay, I hear Darcy. I want it like, I don't know how to do that. What would be one step? Because we talk about we don't want to run up to the top of the staircase.
So yes.
You're not doing that. You are literally taking it one step at a time. You had to back down a little bit last week.
Yes.
You know, but I could tell you opened up. You didn't shut down with me. You had a safe person to open up with. You went back up that step.
Yes.
So what it would be that one step or that one thing someone can do today as they're listening? Today. Not tomorrow, but today as they're listening.
Find something to do just for you. not for anybody else, but for yourself. Is that listening to a podcast? Is that going to a meeting? Is it reaching out to a counselor? Is it drinking more water? Is it going for a walk? Is it going for a run? What do you need to do for you? Like, everybody's different. And so what would it help you improve your day for today, that one thing?
What if you kept saying, I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. Do it is what you're saying.
Yes.
Right? Don't say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow I can do it. Tomorrow.
Right.
No. Today.
Today.
Right?
Today.
Mm-hmm. And then do it tomorrow.
Yes.
And the next day, right? And it, mm-hmm. even on those days, what do you do on those days you don't want to? When you're in that maybe slump, Darcy?
I just do it.
Why?
Because I know I'm going to feel better. I'm going to feel better if I read my Bible. I'm going to feel better if I go to the gym. I'm going to feel better if I go for a run. Even though I've had a long day, like Monday was hard. We had all those phone calls mm-hmm. after the holiday. And I could have been like, nope, not doing it. But I did. I went and did it. Even if it's for 15, 20 minutes, just do it.
Yeah. Even I like that. Like sometimes we think we have to have an hour or mm-hmm. 45 minutes or 30 minutes. But 10 minutes is still doing it.
Yes.
Right? Someone I went to high school with, he has been very open. Like he's in recovery now. And he showed like a kind of a before and after. And he's been on this health kick. And someone's like, that's so inspiring. And he said the same thing. 10 minutes. Just go out there mm-hmm. and walk for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. even if it's cold. I don't like the cold. But even if it's cold, bundle up. Get outside. Get some.
Yes.
Do it today. Don't yes. put it off. Say you're going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so good. So how are your kids doing with it?
They're doing really good for the most part. You know, my youngest is 9, so she probably has the hardest time with it, just learning how to know what her emotions are and what, like, she's still, you know how we say babies cry because they don't know how to talk? Still, she acts out a little bit on certain mm-hmm. things because she doesn't know how to tell me exactly how she feels. So I have to remember that. But the teenagers and my oldest son who's in college, they're all doing really good. They're doing things for them as mm-hmm. well. I'm allowing them that. I'm there if they need to talk. They're mm-hmm. part of support groups and stuff as well. So they're doing things for themselves too.
Yeah, that's so good. So what is one thing that might look different this Christmas?
Oh, that's a whole lot of... Right there. Well, Christmas is the biggest one. And what is that going to look like? Because we usually spend Christmas Eve and Christmas doing a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
And it's what's going to be best for me and the kids. So I'm having to decide, like, and have conversations with their dad because we want to make it as normal as possible for them, but also know that that's going to be different. So I'm having to put boundaries.
Oh,
with
boundaries. That's fun.
Their dad.
Even
yeah.
though it's Christmas.
Yes.
I hear that. But it's Christmas. It's mm-hmm. their birthday. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. Boundaries mm-hmm. don't stop because it's the holidays.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's having those hard conversations with their dad and mm-hmm. saying, this is what I'm okay with doing. What are you okay with doing? And asking my kids. Like, that's the biggest thing, like my counselors have told mm-hmm. me. Allow your kids a choice in the decision making. And so, which is weird, what, like, not weird, but like, oh, I need to ask them. So they feel like they're heard and they're helping make the decision. So ask them, what do they want? What do they not want? And then communicating that with their dad mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, that's so good. So having some boundaries, knowing mm-hmm. it's going to look different, but also taking in that moment,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think it's going back and remembering why we even have Christmas. And I know people, yes. that might be a cliche. People, oh, Jesus' birthday. Well, we say that all the time. But do we really understand the impact of him being born on Christmas?
Right.
And, you know, I think about the hope we truly find on Christmas mm-hmm. and how powerful that hope is.
Yes.
And even when we're facing the pain of someone in addiction or maybe they're going through, I have some friends going through, some high school classmates going through terrible cancer mm-hmm. diagnosis.
Yeah.
And like through this, one of my friends that's going through it and her sister just got diagnosed is just continuing to cling to that hope.
Yes.
That hope of the arrival of Jesus. Like, yes. That's why he came on Christmas, to give us the hope. He didn't come on Christmas for the Christmas lights.
Right.
Or the traditional chili, you know, or going to the movies on Christmas or Christmas Eve. He didn't come for all the packages under the tree or the candlelit services or the Christmas trees. He came to give us hope.
Yes.
And to give us a gift that none of us ultimately deserve.
Yes.
Right? And we have to remember that that's the gift at this Christmas. And you and I was just telling you before we came in here, I saw someone post something on social media yesterday, and I was reading part of it to you. And so I'm going to look at my notes.
Yeah.
And she had gone to her Christmas Eve service, but she started to feel guilty, like, I'm not in the mood to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Like, I'm sorry, Jesus, like, I'm not here. I can't do this. Like, I'm sorry, I'm Debbie Downer in a sense.
Right, right.
And she said that Jesus spoke to her in that moment because she was going through a trial with her family. And she said that Jesus told her, I came to the manger as a baby, not for those in celebration, but for those in mourning. I am for you. He came for us. He came for you. He came for me.
Yes.
He came for you if you're listening.
Yes.
He came for your loved one. He came for your kids.
Yeah.
He came for my parents.
Yes.
He came for my sister, you know, he came for my husband. He came for, you know, your, you know, soon to be ex-husband. And like, he came for all of us. And so we have to remember that he came to pursue the broken, right?
Right, right.
He came to pursue the hurting, the loss. And so what I want to say, if you are broken today, and you can't muster up the cheer and the all these big elaborate celebrations, I want you to remember the true hope on this Christmas.
Yes.
And that hope, go to him.
Yes.
Sit down. Get on your knees and surrender to him. Pray to him. Cry out to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, to remember that this hope that at Christmas time that we can hold on to it, to find the strength, to not just wish for this day to be here and be gone.
Yeah.
To lean, get that strength from him and believing in his power that we can rest in him in our weariness, in our hopelessness.
Yes.
And so in Christ, our hope can be secure, right?
Yes. Yes.
Our hearts are steadied with him. And our journey is filled with the promises that of God's love.
Yes.
And that it never fails. And that's all because of the birth of Jesus. And so let's make sure we're clinging to that hope and reminding us that's what we're celebrating.
Yeah.
We're not celebrating the fancy lights. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus coming for us, coming for our sins.
Yes.
So that we can have eternal life someday.
Yes. That's so good.
And so I want to leave them, everybody, with our finding hope verse. This isn't a Christmas verse, but it is.
Yeah.
Because it's filled with hope. It's Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope, Jesus, fill you with all joy and peace, no matter what you're going through. Let him fill you with that joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Darcy, I'm going to end with a challenge.
Yeah.
So my first challenge is what you said. Do this for you. Do something for yourself today. Maybe it's 11:30 p.m. and you're listening to it or watching us. Do it. 5 minutes. Maybe it's jumping in the hot shower or a bath or listening to something funny. Do something for you that you have put off. Don't put it off anymore. My next thing is I'm going to ask, where is your hope? Something I didn't talk about that's been, God has really laid on my heart as well, is godly hope versus worldly hope. So many times I feel like we're in that worldly hope.
Yeah.
And we say that hope with a question mark. But at Christmas, we have to remember this godly hope.
Yes. Yes.
Hope with an exclamation. So where is your hope today? And if you're struggling, get down on that knee and remember the birth of Jesus and the hope that that brings us from his birth. Do you have any closing thoughts or words?
Thank you for letting me share some of that. I hadn't shared a lot of it. But just know, remember to take it one day at a time. Mm. We get so caught up in the future and what it's going to look like, but just one day at a time.
Yes. And thank you guys so much for being with us this year, listening to our podcast. And we're excited for what 2025 is going to bring. And so we'll dig more into, as you're healing and you feel, and it's the right time to share, that we will definitely dig into that. But thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for joining us this week and this year. And you can learn more about Finding Hope at findinghope.today. But also, don't forget about our end of the year book drive, as well as our Finding Hope 10-year celebration, March 28th and 29th here in Oklahoma City. And we will link all of that in our show notes. But before you go, we would love for you to give us a 5-star review, share this on social media, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss our next hope-filled episode. Thanks again for joining me, Amy LaRue, and Ms. Darcy Stevens on this episode of Finding Hope. And remember, you are not alone. It's not your fault. There is hope.